Bridge FM with Keith Maddox, and I'm here with Kendall Wildy, the superintendent of Columbus Christian Schools. Hey, Kendall, how are you?
Keith, I'm great. It's good to see you.
Good to see you, too. It's been a little minute.
It has, yeah. Yeah, we need to do this more often.
Yeah, we sure do. So, with Columbus Christian Schools, what is the latest? What's going on?
Wow, Keith, it's just God has been so good and been moving in so many ways in our school. You know, when we came out of that COVID year, we had 166 kids enrolled here at Columbus, and we decided to build a new wing, and we decided to talk to Jennings County, North Vernon, and start a satellite school there in North Vernon, and at a time where it didn't make any sense, you know, but we really felt that after praying over it that God was leading us, and man, he's just so blessed it. We started this fall with 515 students.
Wow.
So yeah, in just those few years, the growth has been phenomenal. It's still going. There's a lot of excitement right now for next fall already. We're in the middle of enrollment, and not only are we going to be at Columbus Christian, Columbus, we're still going to have our satellite in North Vernon, and this fall we're opening up a brand new site in Brownstown, Indiana at the Brownstown Christian Church, and we are so excited about that. A lot of enthusiasm over there and a lot of people that are really looking forward to the opportunity to have a Christ-centered biblical worldview education for their kids.
Oh, for sure. So you've got K through 12 in Columbus.
Yeah.
And what grades do you have in North Vernon?
Yeah. So here in Columbus, we're actually pre-K through 12. Mm-hmm. So you can go all the way through. And what's neat about that with Columbus Christian here in our area is, there are a lot of good private schools, most of those go through either sixth or eighth grade.
Right.
But you can't get that high school education. So you can graduate from Columbus Christian here in Columbus. At North Vernon, we are K through 8.
K through 8. Okay, what about Brownstown?
And Brownstown, our new site in Brownstown is going to be K through 5.
Okay.
And that's the elementary setup in Brownstown.
Sure.
They're public schools, and so that's where we want to start. We're already getting people saying, are you going to extend that into 6, 7, 8, or whatever? And yeah, we'll see where God leads us with that, but right now it's going to be K through 5.
And this kind of education can be affordable, too.
Oh, absolutely. Our state legislature has just been fantastic in giving families the opportunity to send their kids to a private school.
It's a choice.
It's a choice. And, the thought behind that is a couple of things, too. One is parents make a lot of decisions for their kids every day. Why would they not be allowed to decide what kind of education they want?
Makes sense.
For their students. Then the other thing that they have just gone out their way to say, everybody is paying their taxes, and these taxpayers' dollars go so much is set aside for the education of students in Indiana. And so they're saying that those dollars should follow those students with whatever decision and choice that their parents are making for them for that kid's education, that student's education. So that scholarship is up to about $6,500 here in our area now.
Wow, nice.
And yeah, pretty much covers our tuition. Our tuition is a little bit different on the elementary level and middle school, high school level.
Sure.
But for the most part, families can come in with that scholarship and only have to pay maybe $50 to $100 a month.
Wow.
For a private school education. So yeah, it's phenomenal.
Wow.
And it's great. And we really believe that at the end of this legislative session, we're really pushing hard for universal school choice, which means that that drops all of the income eligibility requirements in order to receive the scholarship. Mm. And that if you're an Indiana resident, everyone is open to get the scholarship.
Wow.
So we're
yeah.
praying for that.
Yeah, we'll definitely be waiting to see what happens
yes.
with that. But
yes.
Kendall Wildy with Columbus Christian Schools, how do people find out more information?
Yeah, I'd love to be able to talk with you, or my whole staff would. Call us at 812-372-3780, or you can visit our website at visitcolumbuschristian.com. And there's prompts where you can sign up to take a tour, you can sign up to apply, all different kinds of things. But yeah, we'd love to answer anybody's questions.
All right, Kendall, well, thanks for dropping by here at Bridge FM.
Thank you, Keith. Thanks for having me.